ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Mark, and we're in chapter 5. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. I heard tell of a missionary who had been on the mission field and had been there for a number of years, like over a decade, had no fruit whatsoever. He came back from the mission field and he literally went off the rails. He became a drunkard, became vagrant. His life was miserable. What's that? That would be scorched, just beaten and trapped and offended, scandalized. After he had left, evidently some of the things he had taught for that decade or so took root. And many of the natives of that area got saved. His daughter revisited the area he had ministered in and found a good, solid showing for the cause of Christ. When she came back to the States, she found her father and she said, "Dad, you'll never believe what happened." And she told him about the fruit that had been born from the labor he had put forth. And he was so ashamed, repented, and came back to the father. Seeing how foolish the narrative the devil had played tricks on him with was, he got right with God. Now, what is the story of the parable of the sowers? You can be scorched, you can be choked. But what is Jesus saying? This can happen, but you can also be forgiven and you can be restored. When he took them out into that terrible storm and they were almost perish, he says, "How is it that you were so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Were they panicking? Were they scandalized? Did they think they were all going to die? Did they think the ship was going down? Yes. But the moment they said, "Lord, save us," just like Peter did when he saw Jesus and he walked on the water, "Save us." Listen, guys, listen. Every one of us has to contend with this. It is so nice in our day where we can get a shower every day. We can put on a little nice smelling deodorant. We try to be nice, look nice, act nice, feel nice, but the fact of the matter is the devil is afoot. And he's on the prowl, and he wants to mess with you. And if you and I give him one inch, someone has well said, he will become a ruler. Okay, he will. And if we continue to give him that place, it's going to become a brick to brick in your life on that level. It's going to keep you away from all of that which is good. Do you know what is interesting to consider? People who don't go to church because it just doesn't do anything for them? What is that all about? I don't even understand it. If I personally were not in the ministry, I would be in church. Not because it was my duty, but because I want to go to church where God's people are and get out of the cloud of the world. I want to hear more about Jesus. We sing, "More about Jesus would I know." I want to know more about Jesus. And you know, when you talk about Jesus speaking in parables, you may have a pastor who can't always say it clearly, and it's the only pastor you got in your area who's preaching God's word the best they can. And maybe it's like listening to somebody talk in parables to listen to some preaching. But if it's all you got, you get in there and get that parable, you work it out, you get what you can, because it's a dry and thirsty land out here where no water is. So we get it while we can, where we can, when we can. And if nobody's getting it done and you're sitting there scratching your head or kicking the ground saying nobody's getting it done, then it's time for maybe you to get up and get out there and do some good. Okay? Isn't that true? It is. We all can do something. But we need to get ourselves free from the static that the devil will throw at us. The Bible says that he let them go into that group of swine. And you might think, well, Jesus was tricked because then the swine, 2,000 of them, the Bible says that the swine ran violently, verse 13, down a steep place into the sea and were choked in the sea. 2,000 swine were taken out of the equation. In other words, a big part of the local economy was wiped out. You know, when preachers used to be circuit preachers, they'd go from city to city before there were TV, movies, earbuds, and all the things that we have to distract us. So the only thing that was going on in town was either the local saloon or maybe the local theater. But when the preacher came in, they would shut all that down because they didn't have any business and they thought they'd go listen. And you know, many times when a preacher would come into a town and preach the gospel and preach hell hot and heaven good, people would get saved. and those businesses would be put out of work. How far have we come? Do you realize that that is the backstory for prohibition in this country? We have a history. Things were seen as sinful in the past. Today it's like, well, it's not so bad. Why can't I? What's wrong with it? Our disposition is not leaning in, it's leaning back. And we have to realize that that is not the disposition of the Holy Spirit. And so when we have the Holy Spirit controlling our lives, the Bible says we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to be leaning in. That's just what's going to happen. When I got right with the Lord in my teens, I was sitting on the second row, not quite all cleaned up yet. Still had a lot of the grave clothes in my life. I've just come out of the tombs, okay? And I'm at the front row. It was actually the second row, but it was like the front row. And all the rest of the people in the church were older people. And I learned something pretty soon after I got right with the Lord. There's no generation gap in Christ. That was a lie of the devil out there too, wasn't it? Can't trust anyone over 30. I heard that. I thought that. But that means that nearly everybody in this room is untrustworthy if that were true. Plus, the people who taught it from their microphones and bands are now 70s. And more of them are dying because they're getting old. They're wearing out. Beloved, what I'm trying to say is that when Jesus is in the room, people want to be in the room if they love Him. When Jesus is being lifted up, people want to. You say, why bring that up? Because I believe it goes to the point. If I'm cultivating some darkness in my life, I'm not going to like the light. I'm not going to like it. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be just like touching that receptacle that was broke off in the plug-in slot and getting bit every time. You know, there's a difference between condemnation and conviction. You see, if you've got sin in your life and you hear the Word of God, you're going to feel convicted. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And it means you're convinced that that's me. And you can take that, you can say, I'm going to receive that and get right. If you do not, and you embrace the dark that you're holding on to, what happens is you become self-condemned. That's self-condemned because there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And the Lord lets the devil come in and sting you. If you can imagine a little imp walking around with a little wand and he's everywhere you go because you don't want to hear the light. You don't want to be free. You like that thing on your shoulder. And it can be from bitterness. It can be from out. You can have rage. You can have hatred. You can have lust. You can have a desire for money, covetousness. You can envy. You can hate somebody for what they have that you don't have. And the devil will jump on any one of the deeds of the flesh that you allow to go unchecked and, listen, unconfessed. Because it's one thing to say, I did something. It's another thing to say, I have been something. I have had a disposition of hatred, a disposition of anger, a disposition of lust. The devil loves to get in there and needle the nasty in the believer's life. Because the one thing he will not want to ever happen in your life is that you get up and stand strong for Jesus. But the Bible says we are more than conquerors through Him. The Bible says that he that is God's child, the wicked one cannot kindle the fire on him and hold on to him. You can keep yourself in the fire, but you can get out anytime you want. All you have to do is go to Jesus. You knew it when you got saved, and you might need to be remembering it today. You get saved by going to Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And once you're saved, you need to recognize you're not safe. And the devil will mess with you as best he can. The Bible says, verse 14, it says, and they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see. So the city and the country all had people with stock in this herd. So they went out. These keepers of the swine probably didn't want to be culpable here, so they went and told everybody. And they went out to see what was done. And when they had come to Jesus, in verse 15, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed, they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And after they understood what happened to the man and what happened to the swine, the Bible says in verse 17, they began to pray that he would leave. That was their prayer. Please leave. They didn't throw him out. They didn't cast him out. They didn't take him to throw him off a cliff or try to kill him. It's parakaleo. Could you leave? You're really messing up my day. You're messing up my portfolio. You're messing up my groove here. And when I say groove, I don't mean groovy. I mean the groove in my flesh. I like my grooves. And you're messing that up. Can you leave? They prayed. Please leave. So Jesus answered their prayer. The Bible says in verse 17, they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that was possessed with the devil prayed, same word, parakaleo, that he might go with him. So do you pray you want to be with him, or do you pray for him to leave? Can we just shut this down, or can we ramp this up? You see, that's really what's being put before us here. Well, the Bible says in verse 19, however, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him that was possessed with the devil, that wanted to go with him, he said, You go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. Now, what's interesting, especially about this, is everywhere else that men were healed or delivered, it says Jesus straightly charged them, tell no one. But here he says, you go and tell. What was the difference? Nobody met him at the ship. When it says that these people heard what Jesus did, the Bible says that they heard it and prayed, not insisted, but prayed that he would leave. Jesus is showing mercy to this area. He says, no, they need a witness. They need a continual light. They're dark. They don't get it. They weren't antagonistic. They were just scared. And you need to go tell them what God has done for you. And it doesn't say that he just went to his friends, but he went to Decapolis, which is 10 cities. This man went everywhere saying, you'll never believe what Jesus did for me. And so he was a man who was on fire. You know, when you get free from what we like to call our demons, we say snicker, snicker, but sometimes there's more truth to it than we would like to admit. We're free. You ever driven by a place that says we serve wine and spirits? You know what they used to use for sorcery? Sorceries is the Greek word pharmakia, drugs. Anything that opens up some part of us that is not meant to be opened in that way because of our sin natures. What is he saying? Go and tell. And the Bible says at the end of that passage that all men did marvel. This is an imperfect tense, meaning that it didn't stop. And the word means wondered. And it means that they wondered and they kept on wondering. Do you see how Jesus took one little spark and he began to ignite a flame? Your life and mine could be the log jam in somebody else's life. If we would get right with God, we might find that people begin to marvel at, not us, but at Jesus. So we need to recognize that we're saved if we've come to know him through his sacrifice on the cross, him dying in our place, our trust in his sacrifice for us, and we put our faith in that for our eternity. We need to realize that if that is our understanding of the gospel, then we're on good ground, saved. But we're not safe. And demonization is a very real possibility. And that's why we stay close to the shepherd. Because if you get away from him, the wolves come in and they get a free meal. Would you bow with me for a moment? Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30. We hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.